did it come about, this project? Why did you decide this was what you wanted to do? Apart from the prize.
Well, it was actually Mr. Hackett who first introduced it to us. We do both physics and technology, and he asked us if it would be something we were interested in, and we watched the promotional video that STEM had made, and I think it just all kind of grasped us at first.
Well,
like,
when he called me and Emer, because we do technology for GCSEs, and the other girls do physics, and so he thought, you know, like, all the five of us would be, like, a good idea. And when we, like Emer said, when we saw the video, it was really, like, you know, interesting about, like, resonance, and it was just a new thing, you know, we hadn't heard of it before, so I think it was a good idea, and it was
really intriguing project. Like, it was something none of us had ever done or even thought about really before, but I think just it would even make you consider doing more things like this in the future, because I think we all work really well together and enjoyed it so much.
Hence the dream team. So was there any part of it that you thought, oh, I don't know if we'll be able to do this? Was there any difficult...
I think it was mostly the construction, maybe. The physics behind it was hard.
We searched far and wide for getting materials, but it all came together in the end.
It really was a good project, and like getting the materials was so hard. But also, when we were researching the physics behind it, so complicated for our level.
It's hard to get your head around
reading words we've never seen before.
Yeah, but I think that just opened, like, our knowledge
so
much wider than,
more.
You know.
It wasn't something we'd seen before. Yeah. So
you feel you've learned something by doing the project?
Yeah, definitely. Like,
loads of new skills as well.
And has it given you an indicator about what you want to do in the future?
Yeah, for me, I think. Because
especially seeing Rowan resonate and seeing what they do.
Especially when we went for that day and we, you know, for the whole test, and then they showed us the fire test. It was so interesting the way they had, wasn't it a Jaguar engine? It was just completely mind-blowing.
And tank engine. And all the people there, they were so passionate about what they wanted to do. It was so inspiring, like, their whole team. It would just make you really consider doing something like that with yourself. Like.
Such a friendly environment.
It really
is.
They love what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just, they're all like a lovely big, massive family. And you just, it's just so nice to see.
Lovely environment.
So nice to see them working together.
So how do you feel about winning? I'm going to go to each of you now. How do you feel about the prize?
I'm over the moon. I'm really, really passionate about space, so this is just great for me.
Yeah, when I went home and told Mommy, and she was like, what? But yeah, for me, I think it's like made me think more. I didn't know what I wanted to do after I finished my qualifications, and I think this has just made it easier. You know, it's like broken things down, and then it's more than just the prize. I think it's just a good experience, and you can say that you've gone and visited the space station, you know.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. I mean, I'm so excited. I didn't realise the prize actually was taking us to the UK Space Agency, so that was amazing to find out for all of us, I think.
You must have fell over when you found out.
I know. I know, but even just the opportunity to participate in it was amazing, the day and everything, and the lead-up to it was great as well, so...
I don't think any of us actually, like, believed it would happen. And then, like, I don't think it settled in for many of us yet, but it was an amazing time. I just enjoyed the whole process of it.
Whenever we found out we won it, I didn't quite believe it, because we were all just standing there and we were like, did we actually win this? So it was sort of just, like, the shock. And then whenever we found out about the prize, it was sort of even more of a shock, because we were just like, we're going to England for this now.
Has it sunk in yet?
No.
Maybe you should touch the prize then. So what's next for you, do you think? Are you going to go for more competitions like this? Has it spurred you on to get more involved in STEM?
When we were there in the day, there was a few people promoting different competitions, like there was the rocket one, and we were definitely putting that into consideration. I mean, this whole project has been amazing to be a part of, and we'd definitely
do it
again.
I think, definitely.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
There's no question.
Do it again in the heartbeat.